Are we entering a new frontline era for HER2-positive gastroesophageal cancer? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you once again from the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. New phase 3 data published in the New England Journal of Medicine and presented during ASCO 2026 suggests that zatidatamab-based therapy may refine first-line treatment for HER2-positive advanced gastroesophageal adenocarcinoma. In the international randomized trial involving more than 900 patients, investigators compared zanidatamab plus chemotherapy with or without the PD-1 inhibitor tislelizumab against standard trastuzumab plus chemotherapy. Median progression-free survival improved from 8.1 months with trastuzumab-based therapy to 12.4 months with both zanidatamab-containing regimens. The combination, including tislelizumab, also demonstrated a statistically significant overall survival benefit, with median survival improving from 19.2 to 26.4 months. Zanidatamab is a bispecific HER2-targeted antibody designed to bind two HER2 epitopes simultaneously, potentially producing stronger receptor blockade and immune activation than trastuzumab alone. Investigators say the findings could establish a new frontline standard for HER2-positive gastroesophageal cancer, though questions remain regarding sequencing, toxicity management, and global access. In another potential practice-changing ASCO presentation, investigators reported that the BCMA-directed bispecific antibody teclistamab significantly improved outcomes in patients with relapsed or refractory multiple myeloma after 1 to 3 prior lines of therapy. In the Phase 3 MajesTEC-9 trial published in the New England Journal of Medicine, teclistamab reduced the risk of disease progression or death by 71% compared with standard polyimide or carfilzomib-based regimens. 18-month progression-free survival improved 70% with teclistamab versus the 27% with standard therapy. Complete response rates were also dramatically higher at nearly 66% compared with 17% in the control arm. Investigators say the findings support moving BCMA-targeted immunotherapy much earlier in the treatment paradigm, potentially shifting away from conventional chemotherapy-based relapse strategies. However, serious infections and cytokine release syndrome remain important considerations for community oncology practices implementing bispecific antibody therapy. And finally, longer-term follow-up from the NRG-GY018 trial presented at ASCO 2026 continues to strengthen the case for adding pembrolizumab to chemotherapy in advanced or recurrent endometrial cancer. Investigators reported sustained overall survival benefit with pembrolizumab plus chemotherapy compared with chemotherapy alone, including in patients with mismatch repair proficient disease, a population historically less responsive to immunotherapy. Researchers noted the benefit persisted despite many patients in the placebo arm later receiving immunotherapy after progression. Experts say the updated findings further solidify frontline chemo-immunotherapy as the emerging standard of care for advanced endometrial cancer and may accelerate broader adoption across community oncology settings. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions, please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.